It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, April 28, 2016. I'm Patricia Naft. The confirmation process for Donna Lynn, Governor Hickenlooper's pick to be his next lieutenant governor, is now underway. She testified before the House State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee Wednesday. Her confirmation now heads to the full House. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Lynn is an executive at the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan. She would also serve in a newly created position as the state's chief operating officer, something she told the committee she especially looks forward to.
Any enterprise, particularly one this large, needs goals, metrics, plans, and the tools to evaluate performance.
Lynn would replace outgoing Lieutenant Governor Joe Garcia, who is taking another job. Legislative leaders in both parties backed the appointment, which still needs a vote in both the House and Senate. She's hoping to start in early May. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
After a down-to-the-wire election, new trustees for the town of Paonia were sworn into office Wednesday night. KBNF's Jake Ryan was there and brings us this report.
The normally quiet room in Paonia's town hall was full during the Board of Trustees meeting. One of the big draws this night was the empty trustee seat. Three board members were leaving and three were joining, but trustee Charles Stewart is now Mayor Charles Stewart. He's leaving behind a vacancy on the board, a fourth seat that many visitors wanted to go to the fourth place in the election, Chelsea Bookout.
I ask this incoming council and the ones that will still be remaining that you respect the will of the voters. There was a reason why they voted the way they did.
And I agree that I think the person who received the next number of votes should be the one to take this open seat that's coming up.
That was Dave Weber and Cecilia Roberts. Trustees Stewart and Bradford asserted that no appointment would be made right away, noting a 60-day window and even the possibility of a special election. Following that, the former board held a lengthy and circular discussion about tree removal and sidewalk repair. Eventually, it was time for the changing of the guard. Outgoing trustees Gould, King, and Kleinman each had their thank yous.
I just wanted to say I spent 4 years on the Public Safety Committee, and I want to thank Suzanne Watson and Brian Ayers. I don't think anyone will ever understand really truly how much work got done in those meetings, as well as goes on with all these other committee meetings.
My fellow trustees, this has been a real learning experience, and I appreciate all the time and effort and sacrifices you made to serve on this board on behalf of these citizens.
And to Neil Schwederman, who isn't here, as a thank you for being such a peacemaker all these years, a communicator, and always seeking to bridge our community together.
The outgoing mayor, Neil Schwederman, was unable to attend the meeting. Stewart was sworn in as the new mayor, and William Baer, Bill Brunner, and Karen Bunninger were also sworn in.
Congratulations.
Discussion about who will fill that empty seat is scheduled for the next council meeting, May 10th. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
This Saturday, law enforcement agencies across Colorado will host prescription drug take-back events. The Drug Enforcement Administration is behind the program. KVNF's Laura Pomasano spoke to Glenn Gieshaw, the head of DEA's Western Slope office based in Grand Junction.
Why does the DEA do these types of events?
Well, you know, it's a public service that we can provide to help people clean out those drug cabinets of unused, unwanted, expired prescription drugs. You know, the prescription drug problem in the United States is overwhelming. The last national survey on drug use showed about 6.5 million Americans abusing prescription drugs. So this is one of the ways we can get those drugs out of the medicine cabinets and do a proper destruction on them and make sure they don't get diverted to other use.
Do you think these events actually help with the prescription drug problem you're talking about? Because oftentimes it might be a leftover pill or two from medication.
Yes, they absolutely help. I mean, Laura, in the past 5 years, DEA has collected and destroyed about 5.5 million pounds of unused prescription drugs, unused, unwanted. People who may have a lot of prescription drugs in their house don't always know how to get rid of them properly, and this gives them an avenue to do that. They can drop it off at one of the collection sites on Saturday, and no questions asked, and they know it'll get disposed of properly. unfortunately, sometimes a person's medicine cabinet can become one of the biggest drug dealers on the street if they're not paying attention. So yeah, the drug take back initiative that DEA does, and typically we do it twice a year, the drug take back has a big effect. It takes those prescription drugs out of circulation.
You've mentioned the prescription drug problem is an issue nationally. It's also a big issue here in Colorado. What is the DEA's office seeing out on the Western Slope?
What we see out on the Western Slope tracks exactly what we see nationally. We see that opioid abuse. We've started to see some heroin abuse. Those two things are connected quite often. So, and, you know, the prescription drugs are, the availability and the abuse is prevalent on the Western Slope, just like you would see anywhere else in Colorado, and just like we see everywhere else across the nation. The Western Slope's not immune to it at all, and we see plenty of prescription drug abuse.
So the take-back event that is happening this weekend is one way the DEA is trying to address the issue. Are there any other ways the office is trying to address this?
My office here, we run the task force here out of Grand Junction, and we cover the entire Western Slope. We also conduct normal drug investigations when we encounter somebody that's selling pills out on the street or something like that. And those kind of fall into those normal narcotics investigative activities that we do. Also, we host the diversion investigators from Denver that come out here quite often, and they do audits and checks on the pharmacies and doctors and nurses to make sure that they're in compliance and that they're keeping track of drugs and stuff that go through their offices or their units.
That was Glenn Goshi with the DEA's office in Grand Junction, speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. Law enforcement agencies across the Western Slope will participate in the prescription drug take-back event Saturday. From 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., people can drop off prescriptions at Paonia and Hotchkiss Town Hall, the Delta Police Department, the Montrose County Sheriff's Office, and other locations. You can contact your local police department to find out more information. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.